Good morning. As we head into this day, let's open up our Bibles and invite God to teach us and speak to us. We've been going through the book of Romans here in the mornings, and it's just packed with such rich truth for us. So awesome. Well, here in the book of Romans, it's talking about God's way of righteousness. And he starts off the book by showing that none of us can live up to God's standard of righteousness. The immoral man, of course, doesn't live up to God's righteousness. He stands condemned before God. Then Paul talks about the moral person. And he says they don't stand before God any better either, because although they may have a standard of goodness, they don't even live up to their own standard, let alone God's standard. And even the religious person, he says, stands condemned before God, because it's not religious activity that makes you right before God. And you may think that because you know the Bible and you've been confirmed or baptized or do all the church things that you're okay, but Paul says, no, that's not right, because God's revelation of his law, his expectations in the Bible, was never as a way to be saved, a way to find acceptance with God, because God gave us his law just to show us that there's no way we could live up to it, that there's this sin in our hearts and lives that keeps us from God. The only way to salvation is the way God has provided. What we could not do, God did for us. Jesus Christ became a man, lived a life without sin, deserving no judgment, and he voluntarily said, I will make an exchange of my righteousness for your guilt. So that when you put your faith in what God did for you in Jesus dying on the cross, the guilt of your life is taken away as a gift from God. And Jesus' righteousness is given to you so that there's nothing standing between you and God the Father now. And there's this open door for this incredible relationship with God. Well, what about good works? That's what Paul goes on to talk about in Romans 3, starting in verse 27. He says, where then is boasting? Saying, oh, look how good I've been. I'm going to make it into heaven. I've done more good than bad. I've tried to be a good person. Surely God will accept me. Where is that boasting? He says, it's excluded. But why? By what kind of law? Of works? No. But by a law of faith, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That is, there is no other way to forgiveness with God and right relationship with God than by faith in Jesus Christ, not by keeping any kind of religious rules of any religion. Do you know, boasting in good works is the basis for salvation in every religion except real Christianity. Religion, in most places, as Bill Hybels has put it, is spelt with two letters, D-O. Do these things. You know, once you remove that boasting, once you remove that as a way of being accepted to God, there's no other way of salvation then, no way for us to be right with God, unless God does something, because we cannot provide any other way of salvation. And in chapter 4 of Romans, Paul goes all into the life of Abraham, who was the father of the people of Israel. And he shows that even for Abraham, it was his faith, not the fact that he was a Jew, the first Jew, or did all these things, but it was his faith that made him right with God, and that we are in the line of Abraham's faith. And so, if you want to be right with God, there is no religion, not the Christian religion nor any other religion, whose activities will make you right with God. Only one thing, and that is accepting what God has done for you when Jesus died on the cross. God made a way for you to be forgiven. Have you ever put your trust in Jesus? Why not do it right now? I'm John North.